T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. It is 6:18. I'm Dave Lee, and Boyce Olson joins us here with the Morning Take each Monday morning. Hi, Boyce. How are you?
Good. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing probably a little better than you are. I know you had some medical procedures done this week. Hopefully you're fine.
Yeah, I'm good. It was, Dave, as you know, we get older, and our bodies don't necessarily want to be our 30-year-old selves anymore. So as my fitness regimen increased and my golf game increased, my abdomen didn't really agree with the fitness regimen, so.
Yeah, that's common, I think, and I thought maybe
one of those little hernia things needed to be repaired a little more aggressively than we had originally thought. So.
Well, good. I'm glad you're
back at it today. Yeah. Feel great, though.
That's good to hear. You, because I thought maybe it happened while you were shoveling the ice off that rink.
No. Trust me.
Hey, how about this? Well, how about this double endorsement by the New York Times with Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar? Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it resembles what a lot of Democratic folks are feeling who are voting and involved is, who do we pick? Do we pick somebody who aligns with some of the values we want to go to? Do we align with somebody who wants that we can win? But it is also interesting in the dynamics of the race that they would pick the two women over the three men that are leading candidates. And it's obviously a huge boost to Senator Klobuchar. She also picked up a major endorsement in Iowa, which was the Quad City Times, which is a newspaper down on the Iowa-Illinois border. She picked up that endorsement yesterday, too. So she comes into, you know, 2 weeks left to Iowa with a fair amount of momentum. But, you know, we're still not seeing those poll numbers where they are. But I had one insider tell me that they thought Klobuchar would finish in the top three in Iowa and be the surprising story of the entire caucus. So,
wow.
There you go.
That's good inside information. Hey, I want to ask you about our senators, not only Senator Klobuchar, but Senator Smith, because they have to be in Washington now. What does something like that do for the senator's campaign?
Well, it means that she's going to have to use surrogates. She's going to be in Iowa today. She's using her husband and Abigail, her daughter, as surrogates in New Hampshire today, and will continue to do so here in the weeks and months to come. She also used people who have endorsed her. She has a press conference rally in Iowa where I think there's a few dozen local elected officials. They'll kind of branch out and try to do that. But Tina Smith kind of did a round of media interviews saying, you know, she wants this to be a fair process in the Senate. And I think that with Klobuchar running for president, obviously the national spotlight will be on her. But I think this is probably one of the places that the spotlight is going to be more on Senator Smith than it's been on, because with Senator Klobuchar off running for president, local media and Minnesotans are going to be paying attention to kind of how Senator Smith responds to this impeachment trial and the way in which she approaches it. Obviously, she has a race against Jason Lewis this year.
Speaking of Jason Lewis, boy, he sounded off on Betty McCollum.
He did. McCollum last week introduced a bill that would ban all of the copper nickel mining across northeastern Minnesota. And Lewis asked Smith if she supported that bill. I haven't heard if Smith has responded, but it goes to show just kind of, again, this difference of opinion between greater Minnesota and northeastern Minnesota and the Twin Cities and within the Democratic Party. Smith, obviously running statewide, has kind of walked a tightrope on some of these mining issues as lieutenant governor with Governor Dayton. And I think this is another one of those questions like impeachment where she'll be put on the hot seat in the coming months.
Pete Stauber going to run again?
He is. He's going to kick off his reelection tour today. He's going to tour the district with events in Eveleth, Hermantown, Brainerd, Wyoming. He's got a pretty sizable war chest of over $500,000 cash on hand. There's a couple Democrats, most notably Quinn Nystrom, the insulin advocate, running against him. But he's the one seat that's flipped that doesn't seem to be on Democrats' radar to try to win back next year Well, the first district in Jim Hagedorn is certainly on their list. And then there's obviously some contentious fights within the fifth district where Ilhan Omar is.
Any news on the federal food stamp benefits? Because we talked about this a bit in the news with Steve Simpson last week.
Yeah, there's a big adjustment coming. But 376,000 Minnesotans received SNAP or Supplemental Nutrition Assistance in 2019. It cost about $516 million. But federal officials have changed kind of the qualifications. And so about 38,000 could lose their food stamps altogether, and 150,000 could see reductions in the monthly amount of money they get on that. So something to keep an eye on there. Obviously, when people need food, they need food. And this is meant to kind of make people work to gain more benefit if they can.
What did the National Republican Congressional Committee leader, the chairman, also known as a Minnesota Representative Tom Emmer, say at a breakfast event last week about fundraising?
He said candidates need to raise more money on their own. They need to stop relying on national money. Dave, there's a lot of talk all the time about these national groups that come in and run these ads. And the NRCC, the group Emmer leads, is one of the leading placers of those ads. But the NRCC has been outraised by the DCCC, the Democratic campaign arm, here consistently. And he feels like maybe candidates have become too reliant on national money, not raising their own money in some of these very competitive campaigns. And so he called on his candidates. He said they need to start raising their own money. The NRCC has not revealed their latest fundraising haul. So it'll be interesting to see what they compare when it comes out soon.
How do I get your email every day, Blois?
Dave, just go to WCCRadio.com/morningtake, and you can subscribe right there.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're on the mend, good neighbor. Good to have you back to work here this morning.
Feels good to have the brain working.
Hey, it's Blois Olson on WCCO as we head over to Joan Doniger now this morning to check in on the business news. That's being brought to you by Motorworks BMW.